painted it a pretty cotton candy blue, Aunt Coralie informed me cautiously. I remembered that you liked blue. It's true that I had liked blue a few Christmases ago. Had even worn all blue one year. I wasn't necessarily a fan of it now, though. I followed both my aunt and uncle up the stairs. The family photos lining the wall made me turn my head back around and stare straight ahead. I'd had those once, too. Photos that my mother proudly displayed on the walls of our home. But those photos had been lies. The smiles were never real. "Here it is," Aunt Coralie announced as she stopped halfway down the hall and opened the door to a large bedroom. Other than the blue walls, everything else was white. I liked it. If I weren't afraid of my own voice, I'd tell her thank you. Instead, I put down the backpack from my shoulders, then turned and hugged her. That would have to be enough.
"Well, I certainly hope you like my room," a deep voice drawled from the doorway. "Brady, don't," Uncle Boone said in a stern voice. "What? I was just being nice," he replied. "Kinda."
I only remembered my cousin Brady a little. He had never played with me at family events, was always running off with one of the buddies he'd brought with him. Now he was leaning against the door frame of the bedroom, brown hair falling into his eyes, a smirk on his face. He didn't seem happy. Oh God, had they given me his room? That couldn't be good. I didn't want to take his room.
"Brady's just being a brat," Aunt Coralie explained quickly. "He's perfectly happy about moving to the attic room. He's been at us for 2 years to fix up that space for him so he'd have somewhere more private."
A large hand landed on my shoulder as Uncle Boone came to stand beside me.
"Son, you remember Maggie?"
he said in a voice that didn't leave room for argument. Brady was staring at me. He looked annoyed at first, but his expression suddenly softened into something resembling concern.
"Yeah, I remember her."
Uncle Boone continued.
"You'll need to show her around at school on Monday. Y'all are in the same grade, and we made sure they put her in several of your classes so you could help her out."
I had a feeling Brady already knew all this. The information was for me. Brady sighed and shook his head.
"Y'all don't even know,"
he muttered before walking off.
"I'm sorry about him," Aunt Coralie said. "He's become so moody, and we don't know what to do with him half the time."
Even if I did speak, I didn't have a response for that. She squeezed my arm.
"We're gonna let you get settled in, unpack, and rest if you need. If you want company, I'll be in the kitchen cooking dinner. You're welcome to go anywhere in the house you'd like. Make yourself at home."
There was that word again. Home. My aunt and uncle left me alone, finally, and retreated down the hall. I stood in the pretty blue room and realized, much to my surprise, that I already felt safe. I'd thought the comfort of safety was long gone for me.
"So, you really don't talk?"
Brady's voice filled the room, and I spun around to see my cousin back in the doorway. I really didn't want him to dislike me or be annoyed about my being here, but I wasn't sure how to convince him that I'd keep to myself, that I wouldn't bother him or change his life.
"Shit, this ain't gonna be easy. You're..."
He paused and let out a laugh that didn't sound like he meant it.
"This shit is gonna be worse than I thought. At least you could have helped me out and been ugly."
"Excuse me?" Brady frowned.
"Just don't draw attention to yourself. My mama finally got the daughter she never had, but it don't make shit easier for me. I have a life, you know."
I simply nodded. I was sure he had a life. He was tall with dark hair and light hazel eyes, and his wide shoulders hinted at the muscles underneath his t-shirt. No doubt girls loved him. I had no intention of being in his way, but I could see how my coming into his home and taking his room would make it seem otherwise. And now his parents had me in his classes, too. But I'd prove he had nothing to worry about. I picked